Mishnah says on Daf Chav Ches, Cheskas Habatim VeHaboros, VeHashichim VeHamaoros, VeHashovochos, VeHamechatzos, VeBeis Habadim, VeBeis Hashachim, VeHavodim. The Chazak of all of these elements, whether they're houses, or boros, different ditches, things in the ground, either the ground itself, or things that are built on the ground, or shovochos, bird coops, and mechatzos, and bathhouses, different things, different binyonim on the ground, or the ground itself, avodim as well. Says the Mishnah, v'chol dover shuvos peros todir, and anything that makes peros, that produces on a constant basis, cheskasun shalosh shanim miyom liyom. The chazaka is 3 days, three years, miyom liyom, day to day, 3 complete years. The Mishnah opens up with this statement of chazaka, the concept of a chazaka by batim and boros and shechem. Chazaka of karkos, that's really what the Mishnah is talking about. Just gives different examples. But cheskas karkos, the Mishnah says, is shalosh shanim miyom liyom. That's if it's also perestah. What does it mean, cheskas karkos? What kind of chazaka are we talking about? We're familiar with this concept of chazaka. We've seen it in many different contexts. Right, we know there's a chazaka de meikara. There's a concept called status quo. Cheskas iser, cheskas heter, cheskas tuma. Right? Status quo, we're familiar with such an idea. And there's also a concept of chazaka, ruba de lesser kamon, a roven teva. Chazaka shein adomeis pana b'fnei balchovo, person is not chutzpidik. Right? They're different chazakas. Chazakas. What chazaka are we talking about over here? So Rashi says, beis ha-shachin, mitoch she-hamayin besocho she-mashkim oso mimeno todir. Beis HaShalchan is one of the examples of the Mishnah, as opposed to Beis HaBal. There are different sodos. There are some sodos that get rainwater. They're completely irrigated through the rainwater, and others need some artificial water. We take water from other places, and we irrigate the field. So Beis HaShalchan is where we need an artificial irrigation of the field. So since it's a Beis HaShalchan, it doesn't rely only on the rainwater. That's why it's also Peres Todim. So says Rashi that Beis HaShalchin, since it's also Peres Todim, v'chol dover she'osa Peres Todim, cheskasun gimel shanim yom liyom, im hechzik ba shalosh shanim shleimos, ein tzorach lohavi shtar mechir. If he's machzik shalosh shanim shleimos, machzik on the field shalosh shanim shleimos, 3 full years, then he doesn't have to give a shtar mechir. What does that mean? A shtar mechir is a way to acquire the field. But here he doesn't have to bring a shtar mechir. Was that to bring a shtar mechir? Rashi is alluding to the fact that this chazaka that we're talking about is not a cheskas kinyan. It's not a cheskas. We're not talking about that you're going to acquire the field with this chazaka. No, it's a cheskas raya. It's a raya. It's a proof that you own the field. Normally, to prove that you own the field, what do you do? What do you provide? Right, what are the two simple things that you could provide? Now, they're come down to the same point, but yeah. Go ahead, Shlomo. Right, Edim, either Edim Balpeh or Shtar. Shtar is really Edim also. It's Edim Shtar. Right, but normally you have to prove that you own the field. Right? You have to produce some kind of raya. So comes the Mishnah and says, no, Cheskas Habatim is different. Right, that once you have a chazaka, once you have achilas peros, by davar she'osa peros todir, that's in place of a shtar mechira. And now if there's an iror habal, if there's an iror, what do you mean iror habal? Iror of the marakama, right? There's a marakama. Right? There's an original owner of the field. This person is being machzik on the field. He's ochel peros on the field. So he's a machzik. So if there's an iror of the marakama, he says, hey, you know, I own this field. And it's not just Dvarim Bogo, it's not just a statement. We know that he owns the field, that he owned the field at some point in time. But this Mahzik has been sitting here for 3 years eating pears. So now the Mahzik claims that he owns the field. So the Mahzik has this raya of Gimel Shanim Yom Liyom that takes the place of Ishtar Mechira. Normally, if the Marakama would complain and say, how can you be sitting on the field? It's my field. So the Mahzik would say, but here's a Ishtar. So he could be Motzi from the Marakama, even though we know that the Marakama owned the field previously. He was the original, the first owner. Murakami was the first owner, but now we have a new owner because the chazaka is the best proof that the machzik really is the right owner. Now, if he produced the shah, he wouldn't need the cheskas gemoshanim. If he produced the edem apah, he wouldn't need the cheskas gemoshanim. But because he doesn't have the shtar, obviously we're talking about a case where he doesn't have the shtar. If he has a shtar, so we don't need his cheskas gemoshanim. Must be he doesn't have the shtar anymore. We'll see why he doesn't have the shtar. Time has elapsed. He didn't hold on to the shtar. People hold on to their documents a little bit, but at a certain point in time, you got to clean out. You got to clean out, make room for the new documents. He's not going to hold on to the shtar forever. Oh, but if he has a chazok, a cheskas gemoshanim, that can take the place of Eidim Balpe, can take the place of shtar mechira, and that can prove that he owns the field. This is the cheskas habatim that the Mishnah is talking about. This is what the Ritva, the first Ritva in the Perek, alludes to. I think we even made reference to this Ritva in the first Perek when we talk about chazaka, the different definitions of chazaka. Ritva says, Kol ha-chazokos ha-nizkoros bekan heim cheskas shel raya. Not cheskas shel re'iyah, it's a misprint. It should be raya with one yud. De ukmua b'mokom shtar ve'edim. Chazal say that cheskas gemoshanim can take the place of shtar and edim. These are the other two ways of proving that you own something. Zok de Ritva ve'ein zo chazoka de kinyin ha-nizkeres b'nechosim she'esh lehem achrayis. There's not cheskas kinyin that are mentioned by nechosim she'esh lehem achrayis. That's just the code word for karkos. The Mishnah in Kiddushin. Mishnah in Kiddushin on Daf Chavav says that there are different kinyonim. Kinyonim of metaltalim and kinyonim of karka. How are you calling it karka? Which three ways? Kesef, Shtar, and Chazaka. Right? Kesef, Shtar, and Chazaka. So Chazaka is one way that you call it karka. But what kind of a Chazaka? Not this Chazaka, Zokta Rifa. Not this Chazaka. What is this Chazaka? Achilles Peres. Achilles Peres, he says, is not going to be kona karka. That's not the chazaka of kinyan karka. That's not cheskas kinyan. Ve'einon domo ze lo ze. Cheskas kinyan, cheskas kinyan is not the same. Dilu cheskas kinyan hu tikun begufa shal karka kedana no godar. Oh, I just gave it away. What is cheskas kinyan? No godar and what? He says v'chule. What's the third?
Horas.
How do you know that? What's the source of cheskas kinyan? The three types of cheskas kinyan by karka, yes?
Mishnah
and Beis, exactly, Yaakov. Excellent. Right? Noal Godar Poratz, Zok de Ritva, Harezu Chazoka, cheskas kinyan. Vachilas Peros Eino Kone, Ukidabino Lamemer Bepirkin. Zok de Ritva, Achilas Peros is not Kone by karka, as we're going to say later on. So, footnotes, flags are down. Right? Footnote one. If you look in footnote one, it says Machlokas Rishonim. So, the Ritva is making a statement. We have to know that not everyone agrees. The Rambam has a celebrated cheat, but we're going to get to it. But the conventional wisdom is like the Ritva. That's how most Rishonim live. So we'll get to the details. There are exceptions. There are other Rishonim. Oh, you have to understand the longest, but that's not for now. Poshim Shad is Achilas Peros does not work for Cheskas King. It only works for Cheskas Rai, is up the Ritva. Cheskas King, we know, that's a Mishnah. Which Mishnah? Mishnah Daf Mem Beis. Two parts to this Mishnah are very important to us today. So leave the first part out for a moment. Bamedvar Mamurim, the conclusion of the Mishnah. Bamedvar Mamurim, when do we say all this? What does it mean all this? The Mishnayos have been talking about Chazaka. The first Mishnah of the Perek. And then Daf Mem Aleph talks about Chazaka Sheishim Lataino. We'll get to that Mishnah. The Mishnah there is qualifying what you need for the Chazaka to work. Now Membeis comes and says, and the Mishnah in Membeis talks about people who don't have a Chazaka, like Umnin and Shutfim, Arisim, Apachot, we'll get to that. Isha ben Chsebaila. But now comes the Mishnah and says, okay, we set forth the basic Yisodos of Cheskes Raya, Bamedvar Mamurim B'machzik. All of the halachas that we've been talking about is B'machzik. Machzik, that means that you're sitting on the property, Ochel Peres on the property. You want to prove that you own the property. So for that, we have the rules that we've set forth in the first couple of Mishnayos of the Perek. Aval benosim atona v'ha'achin shechilku v'ha'machzik b'nechseger nog v'gadu paratz kol shu harezu chazaka. But in three cases, he says, no se maton, someone wants to give him maton. Achin shechilku, Yerusha, they get a Yerusha, they want to divide the property. They shouldn't be able to be chosen by him. Chalukas hashutvim, chalukas achim, as we would say. Chalukas achim. Hamachzik b'nichse ager. Well, why is machzik b'nichse ager any different than machzik b'nichse regular Yisrael? What's the difference? What's the difference by ager? Ager doesn't have what?
Yoshim.
Right? So machzik b'nichse ager. What I'm trying to steal is karka. No, the ger died. If the ger machzik b'nichse ager is a classical example of machzik b'nichse hefker. Machzik b'nichse hefker. It doesn't belong to anyone after the ger dies. So what am I trying to do? I'm trying to prove it belongs to me. No, it doesn't belong to me. It's hefker. I want to acquire it. Dr. Mishnah, no se matana. He wants someone to acquire that matana. Achen shechilku. They want to acquire the different chalokim. Machzik b'nichse ager. Machzik b'nichse hefker. He wants to acquire it. Dr. Mishnah. In that case, there is a rule of cheskas kinyan. Chazok is one of the kinyan that works by karka. No god or paratz. That's the way to be kona. To be kona karka. What does that mean? Noal. So the Rashbam says noal. Means osadel. It doesn't mean to close the door. It means to make the door. To make the door. The Rashbam later on, and Daf Nun Gimel, says that no'al means to fix the lock, to attach the lock, to attach that, to do, not just to close the door, but to do something to the property. Tikun beguf hakarka. To do something to the property, to improve the karka. That's Noel. And Gadar, of course, improves the karka, making a fence to prevent people from coming in. Paratz, what, that's kilko, destroying the property? No. Paratz means that you're opening it up. You want access. There was a door on one side, you want access on a different side, so you're paratz. So that's an improvement in the karka as well. Noel, Gadar, and Paratz, Zok the Mishnah, that works by Cheskas Kenyan. Comes the Ritva and says, Cheskas Raya, Cheskas Kenyan, never the twain shall meet. These are two totally different chazokas. They masquerade by the same name, but it's not the Zel Bazach. They're not the same thing. You have to distinguish between different chazakas. We know of other chazakas too. Rubid Lesser Kaman and Chazaka Meikot. So these are two other chazakas, but you have to distinguish between them. You have to know what you're talking about. So Zokta Ritva, Cheskas Kinyan is Tikun Begufo Shel Karka. He says it. That's not my definition. He defines it. Cheskas Kinyan is Tikun Beguf HaKarka. You're doing something to improve the karka. No other parts. Achilas Peres, that's not a Kinyan. Achilas Peres is not Tikun Beguf HaKarka. It's nothing to do with the karka. It's something that grows from the karka. In fact, when you are Nana from the Peros, you're not even doing anything to the karka. You detach them from the karka. So that couldn't be a Cheskas Kinyan, Zokta Ritva, because it's not Tikun Beguf HaKarka. So Cheskas Kinyan, Zokta Ritva, is no other parts. Tikun Beguf HaKarka. Achilles Peres doesn't work, he says. Cheskas Raya, that's Achilles Peres and not Tikun Beguf HaKarka. Ilu Cheskas Raya, he behefach. He says they're mirror images of each other. They're exactly the opposite. Cheskas Kinyan Dafka has to be Tikun Beguf HaKarka and not Achilles Peres. Cheskas Raya has to be Dafka Achilles Peres and not Tikun Beguf HaKarka. Ilu Cheskas Raya, he behefach, the Tikun ain't a Raya. Kedi Amina le come on. Meimar Amar Kol Shibid the Karba Leilba, right? What does that mean? Zokta Ritva Tikun Beguf HaKarka. That's not going to work as a Cheskas Raya. Only Achilas Peres works. Only Achilas Peres, as we see from the Gemara Daf Lamed Daf. What's the Gemara they're talking about? The Gemara Vayta talking about other halachas of Chazaka. Which kind of Chazaka? Cheskas Nir. Nir. What is near? So that's the Gemara is on Lamed Vavam and Beis, but Lamed Vavam and Aleph, the Rashbam defines near, because the Gemara on Lamed Vavam and Aleph is where it first starts to talk about near. If you only look at the main sugya on Lamed Vavam and Beis, you wouldn't know what near is, unless you have background in Shas, you wouldn't know what the word near means. So the Rashbam on Lamed Vavam and Aleph defines near as Charisha, Kedachsiv, Niru Lachem Nir. The Pasuk in Sefer Hosea uses the Lashon of near. Charisha, plowing the field. So comes the Gemara Lamed Vav Amud Beis and has a machlokas tanoim whether near havi chazaka or near lo havi chazaka. We're talking in the Mishnah Daf Chav Ches. We're talking about achilas peris. Davar shos peris tadir. You're using yishtamshus, using the property, eating peris off the field, tavua and peris and whatever's growing from the field. But let's say near, you're not eating, you're plowing the field. Is that a chazaka or not? Machlokas Tanoim in the Gemara and Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. So what's the machlokas? The Gemara explains, my time of demand Amar near Havi Chazaka. Lo Avid Inish the Kribu Leila Are Vishos. He says, you know why near is a chazaka? That day in Tanoim that holds near is a chazaka? He says, because who's going to allow someone to plow his field and not say anything? Someone comes on the field, starts fiddling around with the field, so of course you're going to run out and say, "Why? What are you doing?" So near couldn't be a chazak. Near, pardon me, is a chazak. Right? Near is a chazak according to that day. It's no different than achilas peiros, he says. If someone is eating peiros off of my field, I'm going to run out and say, "Hey, what are you doing?" Says the Gemara, the Mandamar, who says near is a chazaka, holds that near is exactly the same. Someone starts plowing my field. What am I going to do? Just let it go? He's plowing the field? I'm going to run out and say, "It's not your field. What are you doing?" So what's the svar of the Mandamar who disagrees? Dr. Gemara... My time of the Mandamar near Lohavi Chazaka, Meimar Omar, Kol Shiba Veshiba de Karbu Leilba. Mandamar says near is not a Chazaka, he holds near is not the same as Achilas Peiros. Achilas Peiros, of course, the Bailim are going to be Mocha. The Murakama is going to be, I shouldn't call them Bailim, because they're not, right? We don't know who's the Bailim. The Murakama is going to be Mocha. Mecha, that's another very important principle, right? Chazaka and Mecha. Mecha fights Chazaka. Mechor prevents Chazaka from being Kha, from proving anything. The Marakam is going to be Mochi, he's going to protest if someone is eating the Paris of his field. But in the case of Nir, says the Manda Omar, that Nir lo avi Chazaka, says no one's going to protest. You're not taking away, you're not losing out by the person, by the machzik plowing your field. You're gaining kol shiba b'shiba dekarba, every tooth of the plowshare. Right, every tooth of the plowshare, put it into the field. Every kol shiba, the karba, layelba. Put every tooth of the plowshare into the field. You're saving me the money. I don't have to hire someone to plow the field. It's no proof at all. The proof is only if by doing what you're doing on the field, the owner, the Murakama is going to lose out. So if he's going to lose out and he's not mocha, so that proves that you're the owner and he's not the owner anymore. But if you're benefiting him, why should he protest? Why should he be mocha? Zokta Ritva, by Cheskas Raya, the Yesod is that you have to be taking away from the owner, doing something to his detriment. Achilas Peiros demonstrates that you're the owner because he's not protesting. But Tikkun Beguf HaKarka, Noel Gadol Paretz, there's no Cheskas Raya by Noel Gadol Paretz, just like there's no Cheskas Raya by Nir. We pass a Nir Lo Havi Chazaka. To Zok the Ritva, that proves that Tikkun Beguf HaKarka doesn't work by Cheskas Raya. Only Achilas Peiros works by Cheskas Raya, because you're taking away from the owner. So if they're not Mocha, then that's the best proof that you own the field, and he no longer owns the field. The Ein Chazok al Achilas Peiros b'shofi k'derech she'abaylim ochlim. Zok the Ritva, Cheskas Raya, Cheskas Kinyan are mirror images of each other. Cheskas Kinyan is dafka Tikkun Beguf HaKarka. That shows that you're misnahe kabailim, you're acting like the bailim, improving the karka. The bailim are the ones who improve the karka. It's not like you're improving the karka, then going to the bailim and say, "Hey, I know you own the field, but since I improved the karka, I want you to pay me." That's not what we're talking about. It's that you just improve the karka and you're sitting pretty because you're making believe that you own the field. So improvement of the karka is not going to prove that you own the field because the Bailam are very happy that you're improving the karka. Improvement of the karka, Tikkun Beguf HaKarka, works for Cheskas Kinyan, but not for Cheskas Raya. Achilas Peiros, Zok the Ritva, works for Cheskas Raya, not for Cheskas Kinyan. Because it's not improvement of the karka, so you can't develop a connection with the karka through the Achilas Peiros. But it's the best proof in the world that you're the Bailam, because you're taking away from the Bailam, from the Murakama. So if you were not the Bailam, then the Murakama would not allow you to do this. And this idea, Rashi continues. We'll get to it's complicated. There's a machlokas tanoim, what the din of Sada Beis Habal, exactly how long you have to eat, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. We'll get to the details of Mitzvah Shevet. But at the end of one of the Rashis, at the end of the Ramaschal Sada, Rashi fills us in more. The first Rashi in the Mishnah tells us that the chazaka of Cheskas Abakdin is coming to take the place of Ishtar Mechira. But how does it all work? Zokt Rashi at the end of the Maskal Sode, Shein lecha adam haroes chavero shezorea esodeo lecho pri haosi l'shana v'shosek. The Yesod of Cheskas Abatim is that the Bailam would never be shosek, the Marakama would never be shosek, he would never be quiet when someone is doing something to the field. Someone who's ochel peres in the field. The zuria is the hechsher. It's the hechetimtza to produce the peres, to be able to eat those peres. So someone who's ochel peres in the field, the Bailam would never be shosek. So the Marakama is shosek. That proves that the Maasek really owns the field. But you still need Gimel Shonim. Rashi says if the Marakama is quiet, that proves that he doesn't own the field. Sounds like La'alter. Immediately it proves. No. It proves, but apparently it doesn't prove conclusively. You need Gimel Shonim. Some of the Achronim here on the Rashi. Right? They fill us in. We're going to get to the details in the Gemara. There's a long sugya, a big, beautiful Lamda Shesugya kind of. The Chasam Sofer writes that Rashi is just saying this is the Yesod, that the Bailim would not be quiet. But you need three. You need 3 years of shtika. Why do you need 3 years of shtika? Why do you think? What does the number three invoke for us? Right? Three produces what? A chazaka, right? There's a chazaka that now it's not just an accident that the Bailim, that the Marakama will quiet. Now he's huchzak shaska. Right? Now there's a chazaka that he's a shaska. It's not just one time. But it's huchzak shaska. Oh, we'll get to it. That's what Cheskes Gimel Shonim really is about. Creating a chazaka, making the Bailim into a huchzak shaska. He was quiet. But was that just a mikra? Was it just an accident? Okay, he was quiet. He'll be moche. No, but for 3 years, he's not moche, he's quiet. If he's quiet for 3 years and he's not moche, then he's huchzak shaska, and we assume that he was shosek, not just as a mikra, not just as an accident, but it was real. There's a reason he was shosek. What's the reason? The reason is he sold the field. He gave the field matana. This other machzik is the current owner of the field. The Marakam is no longer the owner of the field. This is the basic mission. Questions? Yes.
Copy. By near, would it also need to be 3 years?
I'm sorry?
By near, is it one time that the flowering happens and then the chazaka comes into play, or is it 3 years of constant flowering?
I'm not sure if it's constant plowing, but mistama, if it's cheska sabbatim, you'd need more than one time. And you would need more than one time. That's what I would imagine. That's what you would imagine.
Because then why would it even the chazaka would be there for 3 years as long as the person is using land? So what would be the difference if I need?
You're saying if the nir is just the benefit, right, so it would have to be that he was neira, as the Gemara says, he did the nir, but he didn't plant, because if he plants, then he has to plow again. There's no point, right? So it would have to be a chazaka based on that nir. That's part of the whole discussion. Right. In terms of when it's a dover shosa peres tadis, so then you need 3 full years. But if it's ain osa peres tadis, so suddenly we don't need the full time. So now the question is, what do you need? On the bookends, there's a machlokes tanoim. Do you need 3 months? Is it enough to have 1 month? So it could be that some kind of pa'ula without an achilas peres is sufficient for those bookends. So maybe near can take the place of an achilas peres. Maybe that's what the Gemara is saying. Right. So if you look at the context of the Gemara, it's talking about those bookends, the extra parts. So the near is not the, you wouldn't have to do the near for 3 years, but rather it's like an extra part for the chazak of the first year or the third year, but you'd still need the 12 months in the middle. Okay. So this is the basic Mishnah. You see a Mishnah, you have to understand what the words mean. So we define what the word cheskas means. The first word of the Mishnah, Tuvia.
The Ritva only quoted the second
line
of
Amar
in the question about
Nir.
Is that the
Ritva paskening? That's how we pass it. Yeah. That's what the Ritva is clearly assumed. Yes. So the question that you have to ask yourself whenever you see a Mishnah, especially a Mishnah at the beginning of a new parak, is what's the context? the Mishnah, the Tana of the Mishnah is giving us a statement. Right? Obviously, a Mishnah is a chiddush. It's that we wouldn't have assumed like the Mishnah, and then we need the Mishnah to teach us something. So apparently, there's an understanding that maybe I wouldn't need Cheskas Gimel Shanim. Right? The Mishnah is teaching us a Yisod. To take the place of Edom or Shtar Mechira, I need Cheskas Gimel Shanim. If it's Cheskas Abatim, Aboros, Hashichem, Aboros, etc., Cheskas Karkos, you need Gimel Shanim. But it sounds like that's a Chiddush. I wouldn't necessarily know. So why wouldn't I know that? Isn't it obvious? Isn't that an obvious svar? So the question is there any other circumstance, any other item where maybe you don't need a cheskas gimel shanim in order to prove ownership? If I can show you that there's something else that you don't need cheskas gimel shanim, so then I understand the importance of this Mishnah. The Mishnah is telling us a chiddush by karka that might not be true by other things. So what's the other thing that I'm alluding to? Metatlin, right? Metatlin. That's the question. Cheskas karkos is cheskas and gimel shanim miyom liyom. It's a full gimel shanim if it's also peres tadir. Apparently, there's a context. Right? The Mishnah knows that cheskas metaltim is not like that. It's telling me a chiddush that cheskas karkos is gimel shanim. Cheskas metaltim is not gimel shanim. So, what is cheskas metaltim? How long is it? So that's taka the Mishnah membeis. The Mishnah membeis. The first part of the Mishnah talks about cheskas metaltim. Let's all turn to this Mishnah. Before you learn the parak, before you learn the gemara, you have to do the mishnayos of the parak. They set us up completely. The hakdama to the parak is understanding the mishnayos and how they come together. The chilukim between karkos and metaltim. Once we understand that, then we can delve more deeply into cheskas karkos itself. So what does the Mishnah taka say on that membeis now? Let's just take the first case. Ha'umnim, craftsmen. They work on metaltim. You give them a becher to work on. You give them something to work on. They're working on the metaltim. So zok the Mishnah, umnim do not have a chazaka. What does that mean? So writes the Rashbam, Bali Umnishmalichim Lam Bevesim Lasakin Kalim Pimon Tsavoyim or Kovsim. You bring your laundry to the dry cleaner. Tsavoyim, painters, chayotim and tailors, all different people who are doing work for you. Shetonim Lakuachu Biyadi, if the Uman claims Lakuachu Biyadi, that this item is bought, again, it's something that we can identify belong to a Marakama at some point in time. This is something that we don't really relate to so well. Because we live in an era where there are so many, you know, there are 10,000 shirts that look the same, you know, 10,000 cars that look the same. Yeah, I mean, after you drive it a little bit, maybe it doesn't look the same. But who says that the shirt belongs to this one? It could belong to that one. You know, who says this was his shirt? But we're talking about a situation where people had, you know, their own shirts. This was made by a tailor for them. Their mother made this shirt. And you know, someone has a baseball glove, right? So after you use it for 5 summers, it's your baseball glove. It looks like your baseball glove. It's worn like your baseball glove. You've caught a lot of fly balls in the outfield with that baseball glove. It doesn't look like your friend's baseball glove anymore. Okay? So then it has a simon. We're talking about something that has a simon that we know that it belonged to the Marakama previously. But now we find it in the other person's rishus. The woman has it in his rishus. And he says, Lakuachu biyadi. He says, he didn't bring me the baseball glove to fix. He didn't bring me his suit to fix. I bought it from him. Oh, so zok the Mishnah, the woman doesn't have a chazaka. Ein lem chazaka. The woman doesn't have a chazaka. Zok the Rashbam. V'lo b'cheskas shalo shanim. We're not talking about cheskas l'mashanim over here. The stam Uman is normally as a code word for someone who works on metatlim. He's not working on immovable objects. He's working on movable objects. A suit and something that they're painting. A vessel of some sort. So we're talking about cheskas metatlim, not cheskas karkos, Dr. Reshba. V'cheskas sholoshonim lo nemra ele b'mekarkoi al b'metatli mishu muhzu b'shal chaver afilo sho'echos shonaroim shiyotz mitachas yodo. Yisod. By cheskas kakos, you need shalosh shanim. By cheskas metatlam, you don't need shalosh shanim. Even though we know that this metatlam belonged to a marakam, right? It has his name written on it. Not literally, but I'm saying there's a simen. We know that it belonged to him. But now it's yotzi mitachas yad chavero. Someone else is producing it. So the chazaka metatlam is that miyad, it belongs to the mochzik. It belongs to the person who's producing the object. He can say, lakuach hu biyadi. I bought it. The stam lokeach metatlam mechavero below edim ukone. Below shka. The stam lokeach metatlam, he doesn't buy with edim and shtas. He buys whatever he buys. So if the person is mochzik on the metatlam, cheskosan la'alter, he can assume ownership immediately. Comes the Mishnah and says that Uman doesn't have a chazaka. Why does Uman not have a chazaka? Because in most circumstances, the Uman is only getting the metadlam to fix it. He's not getting it as a lakicha, as mekach u'menker. So the only way that the Uman can prove that he actually bought the metadlam is that he has edim. Right? He's not going to have a shtar. It's sort of strange, right? But you could have edim. So the Uman is in a bind, right? If someone wants to be an Uman, if he wants to be a dry cleaner, so then he has to know that if he's going to buy suits, he has to have edim that he bought the suit, so that we know that it's his suit. Because without that, then he's not going to have a chazaka. He doesn't have cheskas metatlim because there's a chazaka that what the uman is holding onto, he didn't buy. Because in most circumstances, the rove is that the uman is simply fixing what he's holding onto. So because there's an umdana against the chazaka, because there's a rove against the chazaka, the uman is not going to be neman with his chazaka. But what do you see clearly? The Rashbam is saying the cheskas metatlam is not the same as cheskas karkos. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. The Mishnah has this chiddush that umnim don't have a chazaka. But what kind of chazaka are we talking about? Zok the Rashbam, it couldn't be cheskas karkos. Most umnim are not in karkos. We're talking about metatlam. So what's metatlam doing here? The answer is there's another type of chazaka. Uman is special. The other type of chazaka, cheskas metatlam, is normally la'alter. It's normally immediate, not yemoshan. But an uman doesn't have such a chazaka because there's an umdana demucha. There's an assumption, there's a presumption that whatever metatlam the uman has are not bought, but rather he got those metatlam in order to fix them. So he doesn't have the chazaka, but everyone else does have a chazaka. Okay, this is the Mishnah. The Gemara says this as well. That's the Gemara explaining. The Gemara fills us in. The Rashbam is not mechadesh anything. He knew the Gemara. The Gemara Memvav says, Uman ein lo chazaka, Uman huda ein lo chazaka. Ha'acher yesh lo chazaka. Acher does have a cheskas metadlam. Gimel shonim? No, miyad. Cheskas metadlam is la'alter, miyad. We assume that he owns the metadlam. He doesn't need Gimel Shanim, Eidus of Gimel Shanim, of holding on to the Metadlam. And Uman doesn't have a Chazaka because there's an Umdana against him, against that Chazaka, but everyone else does have the Chazaka. And that's how the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk, and the Rambam Milchus Toin V'Nitan, in Perek Ches Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says that by Metadlam, we don't need a Cheskas Gimel Shanim. And in Toin V'Nitan, Perek Ches Gimel Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, Kol HaMetadlam B'Cheskas Zesh Hein Tachas Yodo, doesn't matter. It belongs to the one who it's tachas yad. Chazaka that the person who's holding on to it owns the metatlam. Cheskoson la'alta. It doesn't need gimel shanim yom liyom. Question is why? Our Mishnah says cheskas habatim is gimel shanim yom liyom. We need gimel shanim to create the chazaka. And yet, if you read the Mishnah Membeis and see the Gemara Memvav, read between the lines, you get the clear impression of Cheskas Metatlam. Well, right? It's not Cheskasam Gimel Shonim, but rather it's Cheskasam Miyad. What's the difference between Metatlam and Karkos? It's the same Yesod. Cheskas Shaskam, the Chora, right? The Bailam are quiet, they're not saying anything. So if by Metatlam it's enough to prove miyad, so by karka it's not enough to prove miyad. If you need huchzak shaskin, gimel shanim by karka, so by metatlam, mostly you should need huchzak shaskin. Like, well, what's the difference? Right, we have our first chiluk over here. Right? A chiluk between cheskas kakos and cheskas metal. Cheskas metal from the altar, cheskas kakos is the mushon. What's the chiluk? What's the difference? What's the difference between karka and metal? So perhaps to answer that question, we have to look and see, are there any other distinctions between metaltum and karkos? Maybe if we figure out, if we see other distinctions, maybe that will be the mafteach to explain all the distinctions between karka and metaltum. So there's another halacha that some of the Rishonim touch on. Which halacha is that? That's another Mishnah. We're just learning Mishnayos today. And a little bit more. The Mishnah on Daf Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph introduce a very, very important yisod. We're going to get back to a lot of these yisodos through the Gemara, Daf Chav Ches, but let's first see the Mishnahs. What does the Mishnah say? Kol chazaka she'eni matayna ena chazak. In order to be zocha in karka with this cheskas raya, it's not enough just to have the achilas peris, but you need a taina too. You need chazaka she'eshi matayna, a tag team between chazaka and taina. A taina means that you're not just sitting on the land, but there's a taina. You have a claim as to why you belong on the land. Ketsa, omelo matos beso shaliv hu omelo shlomeli adam dover meolam ena chazaka. Let's say the machzik just says, well, you know, I'm on the land because, you know, I saw a piece of land. I figured I'd squat on the land. No one said anything to me. That's not a taina to explain why he has a right to sit on this land. I mean, if the land is hefker, then he has a right to sit on it. But we know it's not hefker. We know it wasn't hefker at some point in time. It belonged to a marakama, and the marakama is alive and kicking. There's no reason to believe that he was mafkir. We don't have an eidim to say that he was mafkir. So we assume that it belonged to the marakama. Mishtama still belongs to the marakama. So if you want to be motzi from the marakama, you got to have a taina. If you just say, well, no one told me anything, that's ridiculous. You have no claim to this field. You have no claim to the field, then you can't be zocha. Shemachatali, shenasatali b'matona, avicha machroli, avicha nostali b'matona. Oh, you got a good taina. You sold it to me. I got it from a matana from you, from your father. Oh, that's a taina. That's an explanation as to why you're on the land. That's an explanation as to why you own the land. The chazaka proves that you own the land, but the taina is the reason why you own the land, how you got the ownership. The matana, the mekachumemker, etc. You need a taina. Harezu chazaka. So if he has a taina, then that will be a chazaka. Yisod of the Mishnah Mem Aleph is that Chazaka Sheni Matayna Eina Chazaka. You need Chazaka plus the Taina. You need both things together. The Chazaka proves that you're the owner, but the Taina explains how you got the ownership from the Marakam. That's by Karka. The Mishnah by Karka. If someone says, do you need a Taina in order for Chazaka to work by Karka? What's the source? Yes or no, and what's the source? Yes, you need a Taina. Mishnah Mem Aleph. What's it then by Metaltim? Do you need a Taina? Let's say you're mosak in metaltlim. So you say cheskes metaltlim la'alter havi chazaka. Do you need a taina in order to be zochen in metaltlim? What's the answer to that question? Do you need one? What's the source? Anyone?
No.
No? Okay, what's the source? Metaltlim? Mishnah Mal doesn't know about metaltlim. Oh, the one that says la'alta membeis. Yeah, but maybe la'alta works if you have a taina. If you say la'kuachu biyadi, so then I understand. But let's say you don't say la'kuachu biyadi. Let's say you say, I don't want to talk to you. It's none of your business. I'm holding on to this suit. I got the suit. I don't want to talk to you. I have no interest in talking to you. What's the answer, Shlomo?
I saw Svara. Think that it was because we don't assume people are
going to
be
working as one. Who said that's right? Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah has a world famous yisod. He says that you don't need a taina by metaltlim. Now be careful. First of all, not everyone agrees with the yisod. We'll see together, it's Hashem, when we get up to the sugya that Rabbeinu Yonah is going on, we'll see the Ktzos has a long dissertation about this. Not for that. Rabbeinu Yonah, though, is the conventional wisdom. That's how they go, you know. Opening day. This is the point of departure. And we'll get to the details. There are a lot of things that we have to see and not completely posh it, but this is the conventional wisdom. Rabbeinu Yonah says that there's no need for a taina by the toddler. But what does that mean? What if the guy says, Lo omar li adam dover me'olam, I'm holding on to this metaldim because, you know, it's here.
So I figured I would just take it.
Yeah, but we know this belonged to the Marakama, so what do you take it? Well, no one said anything to me, so I took it. Rabbi Yehuda would not say that that would work. That's ridiculous. You can't just take the Talmud. It belongs to someone. Let's say a guy leaves his baseball glove on the field, right? He forgot to take it. He got involved in something, and I don't know, he left his baseball glove there. So what, so I can pick it up and say, oh, no, it's mine? Why? Well, because it was on the field, so I figured I would take it. Now, if it is Yush, it's an Aveda, and there's Yush, and he gives up hope, and now it's Hefka, if there's Yush, and I can, oh, that's a different story. But if the guy says, I want my baseball glove back, I was going to come back to the field. What, because he left the field and went to lunch, so he can't get his baseball glove back? That's ridiculous. But let's say I don't want to give it to him. Let's say I take the glove, and I say, no, I own this glove. And the Marakama says, yeah, but I owned the glove previously. You know, how did it come to you? So let's say I say it's none of your business. I have it. I'm not interested in responding to you. It's mine. I don't want to get into any argument. It's mine. Rabbi Yonah would say that's fine. Even Chazak Hashem Yimatayim, that's fine. If you say something that's like a hodah, that there was no way that you got the ownership, it wasn't given to you by matana, it wasn't purchased by you, so that's a hodah that you're not the owner. That's not going to work. But if you're just quiet and you don't want to say anything, Rabbi Yonah says by matatlam, that's fine. It's only by karka. The Mishnah, Will says, is only by karka. He's right. It only says by karka. It doesn't mention anything about it. I mean, we're talking about karka over here. So the Mishnah, Chazak Hashesh Matan, is only by karka, not by matan. By matatlam, you don't need a taina. As long as there's no hodah in your statement that you're admitting that really, you don't really have rights to this thing, but hey, no one bothered you. So as long as you don't say that, you don't want to respond, that's fine by matatlam, but by karka, it's not fine. Why? Why is it that Cheskas Karkos is Gimel Shanim and Cheskas Metaldim Miyad La'alter? And why is it that by Cheskas Karkos we need a Chazak HaShe'eshi Mataina and by Cheskas Metaldim we need a Chazak HaShe'eni Mataina? A zero. He doesn't want to get involved. He doesn't want to be towing anything. It's not that he's saying something that obviously shows that he's Moda, that there's no way that he acquired it. He just doesn't want to get involved. That's enough by Metaltim. One. These are two distinctions between Metaltim and Karkos that I'd like to address together with you. Rabbeinu Yonah makes two points. He answers the second kasha in two ways, and I want to analyze his points. I want to analyze his two svaras. Maybe if we analyze the two svaras, we'll be able to explain why the chazak of Karkos is Gimel Shanim and chazak of Metaltim can be Miyad. What does Rabbeinu Yonah say? Let's turn to Rabbeinu Yonah again. A very, very important piece. Writes like this. What does Hachi mean? The Gemara says, Ela Mayata Chazaka She'eni Matayna Tehevi Chazaka. Based on something the Gemara is saying, why should you need Chazaka She'eshi Matayna by Kak? That's the Kasha of the Gemara. So he asks on that kasha. He says, "V'hadlo armin and achi b'metaltlim elaharein becheskas hatofos b'hen." We don't conclude that you need a chazaka she'eshi matayna by metaltlim. We only say that by karka. So maishna zem is there. What's the difference between the two? So his clear assumption is that by cheskas metaltlim you don't need a chazaka she'eshi matayna. He's just asking why is that true, but he just assumes that that's a davar poshut. Metaltlim and karkos are different regarding time. So what's the difference? Even though you don't have a taina with the tfisa, there by metaltlem yotzam rishus harishon, it left the rishus of the marakama because the machzik is tofes. There it left the rishus of the marakama because the machzik is tofes in the metaltlem. Old, what's more, the achzuke and she began v'lo machzikinan. We don't assume, we don't have a chazok. What kind of chazok is that? Cheskas King, Cheskas Raya, Chazaka Demaikara. Rubad Lesakaman, exactly. Right, we're not Machzik in Shibaganve. We don't assume, we don't presume that people are stealing. And since these items are not normally lent out or rented, vadei miyad harishon bo'u liyado. So how else could it have gotten from the Rishon to the Sheni, from the Marakama to the Oni? If these were Dvarim Ha'asuyim L'Hashul L'Hasker, this is another important phrase. And if they were Dvarim Ha'asuyim L'Hashul L'Hasker, things that normally are lent out or rented, so then what's the raya that you're holding on to it, that it belongs to you, that you acquired it? Maybe you borrowed it. There's no raya from the Tfisa that it belongs to you. But if these are Dvarim She'ein Ha'asuyim L'Hashul L'Hasker, they're not rented, they're not borrowed. These are things that the owner uses. He doesn't lend these out. So if you're holding on to it, Rabbi Yonah says, since Achzuki and Shibagandi lo machzakino, we don't assume that people are going to steal. We don't assume people are going to steal. So therefore, vaday miyad harishon bo liyado, certainly it came from his hand, from the Marakama's hand to his hand. So that proves that it belongs to him. And therefore what? Therefore you don't need a time. Rabbi Yonah says there are two reasons why by Metaltlin you don't need a Taina. You don't need a Taina, first of all, because Kvar Yotza Mershud, what's the Loshon? Kvar Yotza Mershus HaRishon Sharei Zeh Tavos Ben. Through the Tfisa by Metaltlin, the object is Yotze from the Rishus of the first individual of the Marakama. The Tfisa is Motzi from the Rishus of the Marakama, and therefore I don't need a Taina. I can translate the words. The Tfisa is motzi the chayfetz and the reshus of the Marakama, therefore I don't need a taina. I'm not sure how it all comes together, but that's what he's saying. His first answer is, there's a Tfisa in the Metaltlin, you're grabbing onto it, you're holding it. The Tfisa is motzi the chayfetz and the reshus of the Marakama, and now I don't need a taina anymore. As long as I'm holding onto it, cheskasam la'altar, that's enough to make me the owner. Interesting. And then his second point is, we don't assume that people steal. So how did it get there? So if it's Dvarim Asuyim L'Hashul L'Haskir, so then we would just say it's a Sheilo Schiris. But since it's a Dvar She'eino Asuyim L'Hashul L'Haskir, so then since Achzuki and Shebeganvi Lo Machzakinon, Vaday Miyad Harishon Bo'u Liyado, we know for sure that it came to the Machzik's hands from the Marakama. So of course the Machzik owns it because the Marakama gave it to him. He didn't steal it. So if he didn't steal it, obviously he must have bought it. So he must have bought it. Then the Machzik can claim that he's the owner. These are the two answers Rabbi Yonah suggests as to why Cheskas Metaltlin does not require a time. Either because the Tfisa somehow was Motzi Lechevetz from the Rishus of the Marakama, or because we know for sure that the Machzik owns it, he bought it, because he definitely didn't steal it. We're not Machzik people to steal. And if we're not Machzik him as a Ganav, so then how else did it get there? Must have gotten there because he bought it. What's the Rabbi Yonah saying? What does this have to do with Taina? What does this have to do with the fact that you don't need a Taina? And these are two different approaches, clearly. He's saying two different things. What's the Rabbi Yonah saying here?
I have a question.
Question.
Why does the guy lose his cheskes kasher just because he can't move a house? Just because it's not a movable thing. Like, why does he lose his...
Who lost his cheskes kasher?
He said that the guy...
We assume he doesn't steal. So he has a cheskes kasher. We assume he doesn't steal. So if he doesn't steal, how did the chayfetz come to his hand?
You know what I'm saying? For like, how come Zachem, you don't want to say the same thing by...
That's the next question, right? That's all part of the same question. Rabbeinu Yonah gives two reasons as to why cheskes metaltlin doesn't require a taina. And that only applies by Metaltlin, it doesn't apply to Karka. So what are these two reasons, and why do they not apply to Karka? Excellent, we're going to have to talk about that. We first have to understand how these reasons apply to Metaltlin, and tell me that, how these reasons tell me that I don't need a title by Metaltlin, and then we have to plug into Karka and explain why Karka is different. Yes?
I think for the second one, can we say that this, because the only option is that he must have bought it from the guy that implicit time I made for him, that I bought it.
implicit taina that he's making that he bought it as a, that he got it as a gift? But I don't understand, okay? To phrase Zach's question differently. Do people steal karka? People don't. If people don't steal, they don't steal. Now, that's not a nice thing to do. What so if people don't steal metalton, they don't steal karka either.
What do you
mean to steal karka? Oh, Daniel, you're asking a good question. What does it mean? Vos you're saying. Vos talk like a lama. Vos mentos, not stealing karka. How exactly do you steal karka? What do you think the answer is? So Pashup Shad is you steal karka by telling the owners, get out of here. Right? You kick them off. But what did you do? You didn't steal the owner, you stole the karka. What did you do to the karka? Did you do anything to the karka? That's what you're driving at. So let's just back up for a second. Okay, Rabbeinu Yonah is really alluding to a very, very important yesod. The whole idea of Cheskes Metatlam, right? To understand Cheskes Karkos, you have to understand Cheskes Metatlam, and then we'll plug back into Cheskes Karkos. What is Cheskes Metatlam? What's the Loshon Cheskes Metatlam? The Loshon that some of the Achronim have is Chazoka Mashetachas Yad Adam Hushalom. Chazoka Mashetachas Yad Adam Yad Hushalom Hushalom. Is a Chazoka that what a person is holding on to belongs to him. Belongs to him. That's what Cheskes Metatlam means. It belongs to him. We assume whatever person is holding on to belongs to him. We don't assume that by Karkos he needs 3 years. Just because he's holding on to it, just because he's on the field, doesn't prove anything. But by Metaltim, there's this Chazoka Shemashetachas Yad Adam Hushalom. How do we understand such a concept? What does that concept mean? So one way to look at it, the simple way to look at it, is how? I mean, I use the magic word. What's the key word over here in this phrase?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you can't have karka in your yam. You could have.
Okay, but what's the key word to explain to me what is this principle based on? How does it work? How does it prove?
Chazaka.
Who said that? Why? Chazaka.
Because if I'm holding, if I'm actually intoxicated, it's probably because it's mine.
Okay, but
what
do you...
Most people hold on to their own items.
No, but I want to understand what's the nature of this principle. How is this working? That if I'm holding on to metatlin, then we assume that it belongs to me. Yes? You're too, it's all right, but it's too complicated. I want something really simple. Chazaka. What does chazaka mean?
Rove.
Rove. What does rove mean? Definition, but what does it really mean? What does rove do? What does rove do? Remember?
Beer.
A beer. It's a beer. I'm sorry. It's a beer, but Taras Vadai. Meaning, one way to look at it is that if I'm holding on to Metatlin, it must be mine. It must be mine. It's a beer, but Taras Vadai. It's a beer, but Taras Vadai that it belongs to me. Why is it a beer, but Taras Vadai? For one of two reasons. One reason we know, Rabbi Yona said, Achzuki in Shibagadi lo hazakina. This chazaka is really just an expression of that chazaka. Right? It's a chazaka, whatever a person is holding on to, he must own. Why? Because we don't assume people steal. So we don't assume people steal, and he's holding on to something. So that, of course, it's his. How else did it get to his hand? What, he went into the person's property and took it out? He went into his house and stole his baseball glove? He went into his house and stole his suit? How else did it get to him? No, by an umma. There are some cases where we do have a reason as to why it got to him. But if we don't have any independent reason as to why these metatlim are in this person's rishus, then we assume that it's bought. We assume that he acquired it. Beheter. Betoras vadai. We assume that he acquired it. Beheter. Possession is clear proof of ownership. That's one way to look at this chazaka. Right? That it's a birur b'toras vada. Right? One way to look at this chazaka is that it's a birur b'toras vada. Chazaka. It's a birur b'toras vada shu shalom. Why? So one way to explain is Achzuki in Shebegan Ve'lo Masakinan. And the other way to explain, a little fancier, but not too fancy, is it's not just a function of the machzik. It's not just a function of the machzik. It's a function of whom? The marakama. Maybe by metaltlin, no marakama would be quiet for even a moment. There's no gimel shonim over here. If we know that this piece of metaltlin, this chayfetz, belonged to Reuven at some point in time, and now we see it in Shimon's private, the moment that Reuven will see that baseball glove by Shimon, Shimon's wearing the baseball glove. He looks at him, he says, "What are you doing? It's mine." He's not going to let him use the baseball glove. Not going to let him use the baseball glove. The Bailam would never be shosing. Ein hamara kama. No, we'll just abbreviate. Mem reish kuf. Ein hamara kama shosek klal. So immediately, it's the best raya in the world that the machzik must own it. The fact that he's toe-faced in it is the best raya in the world that he must own it, because the bailam would never be quiet. It's the best raya for two reasons. First of all, because we're not machzik a person b'ganav, we don't assume that he's a ganav. And if he's not a ganav, how did he get it? How did he get it? It must be his. How did he get it? It must be his. And the second point is that the bailam would never be quiet. The bailam would never be shosik, even for a moment. They would never be shosik. Rabbi Chana Wasserman in Kovach Yerim and Chelik Beis and Simon Tess, he suggests this approach, and he uses a very important lashon that they use in the yeshivas. It's called Tfisa Muchachas. One way to look at this chazaka of Metablin is that it's Tfisa Muchachas, meaning the Tfisa itself carries the day. It proves everything. It's Tfisa Muchachas. From the Tfisa itself, it's clear that he must be the owner. It's clear that he must be the owner. There are a host of achronim who say this approach. This is Alma Meltza has it, the Sherim had it, a lot of achronim say it. And they bring all these many different rayas from Gemaras, from Shulchan Aruch, that this is the approach. I just want to share with you one raya. This is the raya that I asked you to see. Because we've talked about this sugya in other contexts, so I thought I'd share this raya with you, because it's such a beautiful raya. The Gemara Bava Metzia. Gemara Bava Metzia seems to imply that Tfisa of Metaltlin is the best raya that the person owns the object. Tfisa of Metaltlin is a complete raya that he owns the object. How does the Gemara Bava Metzia say that? So we know the beginning of Bava Metzia, Shnayim Ochs and Metalis. Some of you have learned Bava Metzia. I know we talked last semester a lot about Shnayim Ochs and Metalis. Two people are holding on to a talis. They're holding on to an object. They come to Bezdin. They're both holding on to a shul. And each one says, you know, ani mitzasiya, kula shali. Each one says they both belong to me. So what do we do? What do we do in such a case? Zokta mishta rav metzia. Each one should swear that he doesn't own less than a half. We're going to split it because we don't know who owns it. But each one has to take a shvua that they own at least a half. They can't take a shvua that they own the whole thing. That we're not going to do that because if we tell them to take a shvua that they own the whole thing and then we split it, so then it turns out that they're lying, right? That it's if each one swears that they own the whole thing, so then one of them has to be lying. They might think they own the whole thing, but they definitely don't own the whole thing because they can't both own the whole thing. Doesn't make any sense. They're not shutfim. They picked up a metzia. So we make each one swear on half, right? You don't own less than a half. And then we divide it between them. Comes the Gemara in Daf Gimel Lamed Aleph in Bava Metzia and says, you know, from this Mishnah, we can learn a very important principle. You know what that principle is called? Reb Chiya Kamaisa. Reb Chiya has two yesodos in the Gemara Bava Metzia. The very beginning. This is his first famous yesod. What's his yesod? We know that there are different shvuos d'oraisa, different shvuos that you have to take, that the Torah requires you to take. We talked about this last semester, we put them on the board. What's the most classical example of a shvuos d'oraisa? Modern mitzvahs, right? Right? Everyone's familiar. Both of them make sense. Reuven comes to Bezdin and says, Shimon owes him $100. And Shimon says, only 50. I don't owe you 100. It's only 50. So what do we do? If Shimon had denied it completely, if he were kofar bakol, what would the din min haTorah be?
No
shvu at all min haTorah. Potter. Ain't not the mayor's pana b'fnei bal chovo. No one be so chutzpedik. There's no chiyav shvu. Midrabanan, we feel bad for the toveya, so we give him a shvuas heses. But if he's moda b'miktas, he's moda b'miktas already a little bit. Raglayim adava. If he's moda b'miktas, maybe the other guy is really telling the truth, right? Maybe he really owes him the full amount. So then he has to take a shvua daraisa that he doesn't owe the other part. Takes a shvua daraisa on half. He's moda to half. He takes a shvua daraisa on the other half that he doesn't owe the other half. Zakir Bchia, you know, even if someone's not moda to half, let's say there are two Edom that come and say, we know he owes half. Reuven comes to Bez and says, Shimon owes me $100. And Shimon's kofar bakol. But two Edom come and say, we know that he owes him 50. So we don't have hodo'as piv, we have ha'ado'as Edom. It's not that hodo'as piv, Hodas Baldin Kemeya Adam Dami. It's not his Hodah, his admission that makes him be chayav at 50. It's two Adam are going to make him be chayav at 50. So do we say Minat Torah, once there are two Adam that make him chayav at 50, then he has to take a shvua on the other 50? Just like he'd have to take a shvua if he's Moda Befiv or not? Zokter Pchia, yes. It's a Kalvachomer. We're not going to go into the Kalvachomer. That's the Gemara in Gimel and Mebez in Bav Metzia. But that's the Yisod that he has. That Hadas Adam is like Hodas Piv, it's the same basic principle. Hodas Piv is Hodas Baldin Kemeya Edom. So if two Edom say he owes 50, then he has to take a Shvua Daraisa on the other part. Comes the Gemara and says, you know, and I have a Raya to Reb Chaya Kamaisa from the Mishnah in Bav Metzia. Think about it. Shnayim Ochsu Batalas is a beautiful Raya. What's the Raya? Listen to the Lashon of the Gemara. It's such a beautiful Lashon. V'tana Tuna, and our Tana is a Raya to this. What's the din of Shnayim Ochsin V'Talis? Each one's holding onto the talis. Each one says, I own the whole thing. But what do? We say that they take a shvua that they don't have less than a half. They take a shvua that they own part of it. Right? They own at least part of it. So they're taking a shvua on half. What's mechayev in the shvua on half? Zok the Gemara, listen up. V'ha'ocha kevon de tofis anan sadi de mai de tofis haidi dehu u mai de tofis haidi dehu uktani shava. Each one is tofis and half of the talis. Kevon de tofis, each one is holding out half the talis. Anan sadi, we are Aden that they own half of it. And the Mishnah said they take a shvu on the other part. Right, each one says that if Reuven's holding on to this part, so then we know Shimon doesn't own that part. If Shimon's holding on to this part, we know Reuven doesn't own that part. And yet, what's happening? Reuven's holding on to this part, so we know Shimon does not own that. So Shimon has to take a shvua that he still owns his own part. How do I know that Shimon doesn't own Reuven's part? Because Reuven's holding on to it. Anan sadi demai detofes sadi dehu. That's quite a lashon. Anan sadi, what does that mean? We are Aden. If he's tofes, if each one is tofes half, we assume that they own it. We assume that they own it. Right? So if Reuven is holding on to his part, then Shimon does not own that part. So how is Shimon zoche in his own part? He's got to take a shvua that he owns at least the part that he's holding on to. Right? That's the chiyah shvua. That's like the hadas Aden. Right? Hadas Eden means someone's testifying that he owns only half. So that's Mechayev Shvua for the other half. So, and the Lashon of the Gemara is Anan Sadi my the toughest Haidi Deyu. What the person is holding on to, that's his. That's Mamish, the first pshat. That the Chazaka, when a person is holding on to Metaltim, there's a Chazaka, a beer, Betoras Vadai, that you own it. You own the part that you're holding on to. In most circumstances, by umnim that wouldn't be true, right? In certain circumstances, then we don't have that chazaka. But in most circumstances, you're holding on to the metalim. The assumption is that you own it, either because achzuki inche begandi lo machzakinan, or because the bailin would never be shosik. The bailin would never be shosik. Woody.
But when you
mention
nothing about a shvua, I think in this case
it's talking about a shvua. No, but so shvua is a vitra, right? There are certain cases where there's going to be a chiyav shvua, but the question is what's the reason for that chiyav shvua? You got to look at the Gemara in Bava Metzia for that. But for the lashon of the Gemara, clearly is mashma that the tfisa itself is like Eden, that they own what they're holding onto, right? That's clearly what the Gemara is saying, that the tfisa itself is the biggest raya. The tfisa itself is the biggest raya. Rabbeinu Yonah writes this himself, actually. Rabbeinu Yonah, in talking about Uman, Rabbeinu Yonah writes this beferish. What does Rabbeinu Yonah say? On Daf Ben Vav. He says, Uman ein lo chazoka, avo bishamosa lo shalo ba'edin, kevan shiro akli biyodo, ve'edin makirim ke akli azeh hoya shalatoveh matchila. He doesn't have a chazoka. But ushar kol odom yesh lo chazoka, Rabbeinu Yonah says, if the kli is eno osi lahasha lahaskir, nemon lomar lakuach ubiyadi. Why is he nemon? Zokter Rabbeinu Yonah, shehat fisa chazoka viraya al hamekach. The tfisa is a chazoka and a raya. It's a complete proof that there was a mekach. She'ein machzikin bnei odom beganovim begazlon. Because we're not machzik people, it's ganovim begazlonim. So therefore the tfisa is the biggest raya that he actually owns it. The tfis is the biggest raya that he actually owns it. And that's what the Rabbeinu Yonah really says on Daf Chav Ches. That's what we read in the Rabbeinu Yonah. What does he say? Why do you not need a taina by metatlim? Why? Because we know for sure that it belongs to you. Va'od achzuki and shebegamvi lo machzikinan. V'kevet de'enan asuyin lahashu lahaskir. Vadai miyad harishon bo'ul yodo. Vada. Rabbeinu Yonah says that the yisod by Cheskas Metatlon is that we know for sure, immediately, just from the tfisa itself, the tfisa is a tfisa muchachas, we know from the tfisa itself that the person who's holding on to these Metatlon own it. That person must own it, because how else did it get to his hand? He didn't steal it, we don't assume people steal. So how else did it get there? It must be that he bought it, or he got it from Matana. So it's a raya machrachas. It's tfisa mulchachas. The tfisa itself is the biggest raya that he actually owns it. And that's why Rabbeinu Yonah says he doesn't even need a taina. He doesn't have to respond. He doesn't have to respond. If you have Eden, that you own something, right? If I bring Eden, that I own this chayfetz, right? And the Marakam is screaming. He's saying, but I owned it before. Do I have to respond? I could say, the Eidim speak for themselves. I don't have to say anything. Now, if I say, well, no one told me anything, so you're being molded that you have no reason to claim ownership of this object. But if you want to say, the Eidim speak for themselves, and you don't have to say anything. The Tfisa speaks for itself. It's like Eidim. Came in the toughest high, Anan Sadi, the Mighty toughest high, Dideyu, Mighty toughest. You don't need a Taina, because the Tfisa speaks for itself, just like Eidim. So there's no need to respond. That's why you don't need a Taina. That's why you don't need a Taina. Question is, why is Kaka different? Right? This is one pshat. Rabbeinu Yonah's second pshat is that tfis is a tfis of muchachas. It proves conclusively that if you're holding on to something, it's a raya machrachas, tfis of muchachas. So there's no need to respond. There's no need for a taina, of course. Because the biggest raya that you own, by the toughest high, did they? But why is it not true by karka? We also assume people don't steal karka. It's like, why is that not true by karka? There's no tfisa by karka. What are you saying? But I don't understand, but I'm still kicking the owner out, no? Am I doing the right thing by kicking him out? There's no tfisa by karka, but people don't steal, so do people jump onto the karka that doesn't belong to them? What's the difference between Geneva of Metaltum and Geneva of Karka? How do you steal Metaltum?
Leave the possession.
Tfisa, but that,
okay.
You bring it to your rishus from?
From his rishus.
From someone else's rishus. You move something from one rishus to the other. By karka, how do you steal karka? You squat. Are you moving the karka? You can't move the karka. Try. Right, you can't move the karka. So what's the key over here? Is the key that people don't steal? They don't do what they're not supposed to do? Or is the key that they don't want to be a chutzif inish? L'chutzif inish. A person isn't a l'chutzif. He doesn't... He's not going to steal. Achzuka inish began be lo marzikina. Is that because we say people are erlich? Or because people don't want to get a shame ra? Right? They don't want to be chutzpah because it's going to make them look bad. If the idea is that they don't want to be chutzpah, a very big difference between metaltlin as opposed to karka, because by metaltlin, the only way to get the metaltlin is by taking it from the other person's rishus. But by karka, all you're doing is you're going onto someone's property. You're not taking the karka anywhere. You might not be doing the right thing, but that's not as much of a chutzpah. That might not be as much of a chutzpah. So if it's not as much of a chutzpah, maybe people would do that. Maybe there isn't the hochacha. There's not such a strong hochacha, the fact that I'm on the karka, that I didn't steal it. Maybe I thought I did steal it. Maybe I'm not doing the right. Maybe it's not my karka, but I'm not such a big chutzpahnik by going onto someone's karka. I'm not taking it from him. I'm not taking it out of his rishus. The karka's always becheskas habaylim anyway. I'm not really taking it out of his rishus. If we understand like that, then we have a working pshat in the chilek between metaltim and karka. But metaltim is a chazaka that if you're holding on to it, it must belong to you. It's a chazaka, it's like edim, it's a tfisa mechachas. Because people, not that people don't steal, they don't violate the iser geneva, the iser gzeva. No, people are not going to be a chutzpinik to go into someone else's rishus and to take the chepetz out of the rishus. But by karka, since you're not taking anything out of someone's rishus, you're just squatting on the land, maybe that's less of a chutzpah. Maybe people might do that, so it's not as much of a raya brura. If it's not as much of a raya brura, that's why by karka you will need a time. Look at some of the other mefarshim. You'll see that this vart that I just said is in one of the mefarshim. We'll explain. We'll show this tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, and then we're going to elaborate a little bit more. There's more to say to explain Rabbi Yonah, the first pshat, and hopefully Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow will come full circle in the sukkah.
And you see another reason why you don't assume someone will take that someone won't take